Grandma, Grandma, Hanukkah's coming. What are you giving us?
Giving you?
Presents, Hanukkah presents.
Do you really want to know what you're getting?
Yes!
Do you really, really want to know what you're getting?
Yes!
And that's all you want to know?
What do you mean?
The deep secrets you want to know about your Hanukkah presents because you haven't seen them yet. And if I'll tell you, you will know. But there are other things which you have seen, and even though you've seen them, you barely know them.
Grandma, what are you talking about?
I will send you on a quest.
Yes!
What kind of quest?
To find the menorah.
Find the menorah?
I know! The menorah is in the cupboard.
Ah. What's in the cupboard is the Hanukkah menorah.
Aha!
Mission accomplished.
I take that as a no.
Is a Hanukkah menorah the menorah?
The menorah like in the temple?
And what about before that?
Before the temple?
And maybe we'll find it where it will be afterwards?
Grandma, you're talking in riddles.
You know what then? Start in the cupboard, like Tchel suggested.
I said it's in the cupboard.
In the cupboard? Tchel, wait for me. I want to see. What did you find?
It's an old box.
Just an old box?
And it's small. And where's the menorah?
So what's inside?
There's a Bible, a Tenegrot coin, a postcard from Italy, and my passport. Weird, Grandma. Is that my Hanukkah present? A trip to Italy? But Tenegrot won't get me too far.
No, you're right. You'll have to work harder to solve this puzzle.
Hey, look, there are some bookmarks on some of the Bible's pages. What's in those spots? Make a menorah of pure gold with 7 branches, 6 branches, 3 on each side. 3 on each side, that makes 6. And the one in the middle makes 7 altogether.
But in our Hanukkah menorah, there are 8 branches.
So, like Aria started to say, the menorah isn't a Hanukkah menorah.
I know those verses. They're from the instruction God gave to Moshe to build the tent where God met with us in the desert. I remember. We learned about that in school. Ah, so that's the answer. Before the menorah was in the temple, it was in the special tent in the desert when we were on our way from Egypt to Israel.
That's it. We're taking a trip to the desert. We're going to the desert.
But there are more bookmarks here. The next one is in the book of Shmuel. It also tells about the tent, but when it was a sort of house in Shiloh.
We're going to Shiloh!
And there's another bookmark in Malachim. Here it describes the temple in Jerusalem. So the menorah was in the desert, then in Shiloh, and then in the temple in Jerusalem.
Good. We enter Israel with the special tent and all the special things inside it, including the menorah. Then we build a special place that was more permanent in Shiloh. But that place fell apart during our war with the Philistines. But many years later, King Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem and set the menorah inside. But not just one menorah. Do you know how many menorahs they were?
2?
1,000!
Ha ha ha! 1,000 menorahs would have taken up all the room inside. He set up 10 menorahs in addition to the one that had to be there.
Good! So it isn't in the desert anymore, and it isn't in Shiloh, so let's go to Jerusalem!
But the Babylonians destroyed the temple and took everything that was inside.
There's another bookmark, no?
The book of Esther. Ahasuerus makes a part for all of his men. What's the connection?
The utensils that he used were from the temple, and his clothes, they were the special clothes of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest.
So maybe the menorah was also there.
That's it. No more bookmarks, Ariel.
Wait, here's the book of Ezra. And so said Koresh, king of Persia. All of the nations were given to me by the Lord, king of the heavens. And he ordered me to build him a home in Jerusalem, in the kingdom of Judah. That's when we built the temple a second time. So again we had the menorah back in Jerusalem.
But it should be 11 menorahs. Didn't you listen to Grandma? The main menorah plus 10 more.
But this time one menorah was enough.
So like I said, we're going to Jerusalem.
Hold on. What about the rest of the clues? Look, the Tenegarot coin also has a menorah minted onto it.
Many years after the second temple was built, the ancient Greeks and Hellenistic Jews destroyed it.
That's the story of Hanukkah. Matityahu called for a revolt. Whoever's with God, come with me. We won. He purified the temple and we lit the menorah with one small jar of oil.
That lasted 8 days.
And because of that, the Chanukah menorah had 8 branches, not like the one on the coin, which has 7 branches. Like I said before, the Chanukah menorah is not the menorah.
Choo-choo, and when the Maccabees decided to mend a coin commemorating Avachon and the rebuilding of the kingdom of Judah, guess what symbol they used?
The menorah?
So, this is like the Maccabee coin.
Chet, don't be so dumb. This is a new coin from State of Israel. How could it be from the Maccabees? They lived over 2,000 years ago.
You know, Tehillah is actually right. The Maccabees mended a coin exactly like this one, and archaeologists found it. Actually, people find them pretty often. When the State of Israel decided to mend a new coin, we made it look like the old Maccabee coin.
Cool, two governments that existed 2,000 years apart had the same coin?
So how are all these other clues connected? What about the postcard from Italy? That has a menorah on it.
Show me. It says here on the postcard, Titus Gate, Rome. Grandma, Titus isn't the one who destroyed the temple, was he?
Yes, he was. And when he returned to Rome, he took slaves and treasure from the temple.
Now I see it. They carved into stone all their captives and all the vessels of the temple. Look, there, right in the middle, the menorah.
So the menorah is in Rome?
But there's still one more clue. Your passport, it also has a menorah printed on it.
With 2 olive branches.
For the last clue, I think we will adopt Achet's idea and we are going on a short trip. Let's go.
To Rome?
Come see!
To Jerusalem! Everything looks so ancient.
Rama, I see the menorah. We found the menorah.
I don't get it. How did the menorah get back from Rome?
Sadly, the whereabouts of the menorah of the Second Temple are unknown to us, just like we don't know where the menorah from the First Temple is.
So this isn't a real menorah?
For sure it's a real menorah.
But Grandma, you just said we don't know where the menorah of the first and the menorah of the second temple are.
But the menorah isn't just a thing of the past from an archaeological dig. It matters in our present and in the future. When Titus called the menorah in its exile, he thought he won and that the menorah light had been extinct forever. But our nation, the nation of Israel, we continue to carry the menorah in our hearts and to light the lights of faith and trust in God ever since then for almost 2,000 years. Then we returned to our land, we brought the menorah in our hearts with us, and it continued to be an important symbol for us when we started the new State of Israel. That's why it's on your passport, Tehillah. And here in Jerusalem, the new menorah is already ready. And when the temple will be rebuilt again, the menorah will be more than a symbol. It'll be part of how we worship God again. This menorah here is just as real and important as the others.
Does that mean Ariella and I just completed our quest?
I think we all succeeded on our quest. We brought the menorah back to Jerusalem.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our podcast, you're invited to hear more about fascinating sites around the Old City in podcast networks and on the website of the Jewish Quarter Development Company. Share this podcast with your friends and let them know they should come visit the Old City and listen to the sounds and sight. Research, writing, and narration. 6th grade graduates of Mamadarova School, 2022. Editing and sound. Oria Gill, Hanan Shryman, Romani Alia Shelman, and Avi Beheran. This podcast was recorded at the Polenta Center for Learning of the Jerusalem Municipality. We hope you enjoyed the Mamadarova students.